well, maybe you're missing out on something. It's a corral of talking apes certainly sounds right up your alley.
There's a Tarzan, one of them, where he runs into a bunch of apes who are all convinced that they're historical figures out of the court of Henry VIII.
Oh, well, that sounds like an engaging premise.
Yeah, it's, you know, in Burroughs, you never know what you'll find.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Anne Boleyn and so on. They're all gorillas. They're all apes.
Hmm.
But they talk.
Mm-hmm. Well, here we are.
They wear Renaissance outfits.
Yes. Does they have like a... They wear like a ruff?
I believe so, depending on the status at the court. Now, that could be the one where Tarzan wrestles a small Tyrannosaurus Rex, which appears. But I can't seem to remember the name of that book.
Now we have the roles reversed here. But this, I wonder if this really is an original, because this looks like it's radio archives. I guess they were, I'm not sure, I'm kind of curious about this, if they were dramatizing these jungle stories as radio broadcasts, radio dramas, because this one, I'm not sure. Do you think this, if you look at this, do you think this is an original period illustration, or is this a, you know, a latter day?
An augmented one. Well, evocation. It depends on the style.
Well, and also the roles have been reversed. Now the man is bound.
Well, that happens.
It happens. And
Kigor is tied up. He's like a blonde Tarzan.
Yeah.
And she's riding an African elephant, improbably standing on one tusk.
Standing on one tusk?
Yes. She's got like little black slippers on. And
oh,
the other tusk she's not standing on. It's almost like she's standing on the ear of the elephant, or the side of its face.
Well, they probably had the elephant illustration,
right.
and then they had the illustration of her, and they just needed to, yeah, to cut it out.
The ears of this particular elephant are fantastic. They're, of course, the spreading ears of the African elephant, but the top are supported with a fleshy structure, which I don't believe is accurate. But what do I know?
Well, that's the elephant ear mast.
That's your mast. Elephant.
Yeah, that's the, the masthead.
I saw Jumbo recently because I was in the American Museum of Natural History in New York. So there he was, stuffed in all his taxidermic glory. Barnum's largest elephant. And he is huge. I went to see some of the new exhibits at the museum. And they gave a small talk for a small group while I was there.
Okay. Let's see. I'm still... I can't remember which one of these... I don't know. Oh, this is a pretty good one, too, actually. It's a little bit later.
And what was that again?
Well, this is the great new Kigor novel, The Silver Witch. And here, once again, the man is bound, there's a leopard, and there looks like there's a cat priestess here who's ready to sacrifice this man. Look at this cat priestess. She looks very seductive and mysterious, and she's got some kind of...
Well, that's what cat priestesses are like, right?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Huh. Well, that almost looks like Burroughs' Law of Opar, who was often in a position to sacrifice Tarzan on the altar of the flaming god, but somehow never got around to it. She liked him too much. People have always wondered if they ever got together. Probably not.
Well,
now
maybe,
let's just see.
Calliope?
Who?
Calliope?
The goddess or the muse, Calliope?
Or the music from the 19th century instrument.
Oh, actually, the music I'm playing now is one played by mechanical instruments, clockwork.
So, very similar to Calliope.
Calliope is a steam organ.
Well, Calliope was one.
And those can be automated also with early mechanical systems. And there were some that were for circuses and shows. like the player piano, only they get up steam and it's blowing through the pipes when the roll passes and changes the position of the organ stops and everything.
Right? Okay. I'm still...
Are you... Do you not care for this music? I can...
It's fine with me. I just was... It sounded like it was going towards the calliope.
Well, I let it...
Right, and I... Because, yeah. I mean, it was close. You know?
Well, we have had organ music playing.
Well, I actually have this particular...
Let me see.
I have this particular magazine in my...
Tyrant and Slave Girl on Planet Venus by John Bunyan. Well, what do you know about that?
Are you familiar with that story?
I am not. However, I do, once again, I appreciate Burroughs' stories on Venus. They're strangely coherent sub-creation, but I'm ignorant of what this writer's stuff is like.
Okay.
Yeah, the way they illogically, but in a dreamlike fashion, seem to hang together. Missed the 2 o'clock deadline. That will be no headline, but I feel I should shut the old show down and return to, well, whatever it is I return to. The best way, of course, would be to go until 3 a.m., and then I could close it properly and post it later on. But I wonder if I should do that. It's 8 minutes after 2, so what in the world should I do?
Land of the Lost Safaris.
They got lost, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they didn't have good guides. Or maybe they disregarded their guides.
But they did not have Professor Challenger to guide them.
Well, Challenger could take them right to the base of the plateau, which contained Maple White Land. Now that thing in the movie where the there's a tree on a prominence and they knock it down. I think that's in the book, actually, also.
I have read the book.
Mm-hmm. So that is, a brontosaurus doesn't push it off, but it is there. That's how they walk across. And then I think an enemy of Roxton causes the tree to fall, to strand them forever in Kuripuri.
Mm-hmm.
The brother of our warlord that Roxton killed, who strands him there as a revenge Tiffany. Listening to the Ask Dr. Hal show live on radio Radio Valencia here in San Francisco. Radio Valencia, which is not on Valencia or actually radio. We hope that it entertains you nonetheless.
Jungle Stories that actually shows the young lady in the skin tight leopard skin bikini being menaced by a, well, I don't know, you're
by what this time?
Well, it looks like it might be you tell me, take a look.
Some sort of giant reptile. And in this case, the hero has jumped on its back and is about to stab it in the head. It's drooling
okay. It's a drooling dinosaur.
Keegard Jungle Lord battles a cult of devil worshippers in Fane of the Python Priestess, an Armless O'Neill novel by Dan Cushman.
Armless O'Neill.
Surely it didn't say that. Yes, it looks as if it did.
How bizarre.
Well, he typed them with his feet, you know.
Yeah, right.
No, I was just kidding. I didn't mean to impugn anyone.
It does say an armless
O'Neill.
Dan Cushman.
Since it says "and," it means Armless wrote more than one.
Yes, and Armless O'Neill, Fane of the Python Priestess. Well, that's great. Well, you know, that's good reading, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the Python Priestess got going on in there in that fane?
What is a fane, anyway?
A fane is both a fortress and a religious building.
Oh, really?
Yes, a temple guarded by malevolent priests, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay, the priests are malevolent, huh?
Well, that's the view of a non-believer, you see. They would think they were doing the work of the universe by cutting you up with their curiously wavy metal knives that they always carry.
Right.
Isn't that called a crease, or is it called a criss? How do you pronounce it?
Crease. You
got it. Crease.
Yeah. And this is a pretty good one, too. Hal, I think that I am going to
fold your tent like the Arabs and silently steal away. Well, I don't know if it's escaped your attention that I am also putting my stuff away.
Who are you?
And yet there's going to be no sequel at Dermophilia. Not now, but possibly tomorrow. I haven't yet another meeting, and then maybe I'll go over there.
Before you go, before we go, take a look at this cover. This is a issue of Thrilling Wonder Stories from Summer.
Oh, Thrilling Wonder Stories.
Yeah, 1946. Look at this.
I have your email address?
Who, mine, or are you talking to the listeners?
Yours.
Yeah, I think you do. I mean, we email back and forth from time to time.
Send you some special art, which I'm actually not supposed to dispense or disperse.
Oh, that's all the more reason that you should be sending it to me, because you're not supposed to. Have that.
Wow, here you have an ape lashing humans, pulling it in a sort of a crude chariot.
Yes, and there's a woman with a cudgel in the foreground who looks like she's
got
ready.
A cudgel, but that is it's a small one, and this ape is gigantic, bigger than the men that are pulling it in the cart.
But her courage is more than a match.
But her face shows surprise and consternation. However, I'm not going to...
Her figure shows a high level of fitness.
It's either Titan of the Jungle, a startling complete novel by Stanton A. Coblentz, or Dead City, an amazing novelette by Murray Leinster. Now, those are competent writers who could boil a good pot.
Yeah, I've heard of.
Literally speaking.
I've heard of.
Murray Leinster, ever read him? He's a good science fiction writer.
Maybe I have a little bit of
Leinster. And Stanton A. Coblentz also.
That's an established name, you're right. And she's wearing a kind of cummerbund or something, actually.
It sure is tight.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, but she's got to defend her male harem there. She's got all four of her boys.
They're all being used as beasts of burden by a tyrannical gorilla.
That's right. Who's it's his chariot. You know, I actually have this very magazine.
It's crude. No, primitive. Oh, have you read the story?
Well, I haven't. I'm keeping it in a plastic slip, but maybe I should.
A must-have double bag item.
I don't know, but I've got it bagged away, and maybe I should crack it open and read it. But I'd like to find a lot of these stories in Microfiche or something, you know?
Does that work, even? I mean, they were pieces of film. Digital storage is probably more likely. But maybe they still exist. Have they been digitized?
I have some. You can actually order, like, thumb drives full of digitized, a lot of different things, but definitely you could probably get something like Dime Mystery Tales, and I have that, but the odd thing is that a lot of the different digitizations that are included in these collections are not very good, or somehow problematic PDFs.
By the way, have you ever read any Doc Savage novels by Lester Dent?
Well, I know who Doc Savage is, but I don't think I've read the novels. Are they good?
Some people like them, like Ivan Stang, for example.
Oh, okay. What about the spider? What do you think of the spider?
Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
I can't tell. I have, several issues of the spider, and also several issues of Captain Future. Are you familiar with Captain Future?
That was by Edmund Hamilton.
Yeah, and the covers, I think, are often by Earl Bergey. Did a lot of
them. Bergey was famous for those voluptuous females on the cover.
Yeah, he did great illustration work.
Yes, they're out in spacesuits wearing short shorts and so on.
Yeah, exactly. The men have the space helmets on, but the women, strangely, have a power to be out in space just without any kind of space suit, any kind of accoutrement.
Must be a future technology.
Well, it just shows the women's superiority. They don't need space suits. They just need bathing suits. That's it. They just need to look good, and cosmic rays will not...
Well, they're going to need more than that.
I think you're wrong.
What about those things? Were you here when we were talking about them being shot into space over the Arctic?
What things?
Creatures. Not gorillas, but they were to be...
Ventriloquists.
No, I don't think so.
Ventriloquists shot from cannons.
Yes, like puffed rice. Shot from guns.
Yeah, well, I have one more here about the shooting targets shooting back the shooters at the shooting range. Is that a good topic?
Any topic can be good.
Well, I don't know. I'll try it out. You can, you know, give me the hook or the gong.
Bong. Whoops. Oh, that was premature.
Yeah, that was premature. You gotta give me at least a chance. You know, I was just saying, though, that I've... So are you ready for this?
Yes, certainly.
You got some sound effects here, too.
Yes, well, they come with the territory, but there we go.
Okay. The shooting range. Every man, a gun in his hand. Each man to prove his marksmanship the greatest. Facing them, paper targets, 8 paces from the stand, with a bullseye on the chest and the face of a sadist, a flimsy surrogate for a terrorist, murderer, or rapist. The shooters open fire. They aim to the very brink of the deadly accuracy of the firearms they test. Now something happens that makes us stop to think. The targets raise their guns. Their eyes do not blink. Once harmless targets have awakened to threaten life, countless bullets into their paper hearts do sink, yet they stand their ground, unmoved by the strife. When the targets return fire, their aim is incomparable. They shoot every man dead, a tragedy imponderable.
Is that the circular firing squad we hear so much of?
What is the circular firing squad? Is that something that they do in Washington, D.C.?
Yes, the idea is that members of one party should not criticize each other because they're just shooting each other by pointing inside instead of outside.
Oh, God. Well, they're really cultivating a fascistic, narrow-minded clique.
Mm-hmm.
Cabal. What other words can I use?
Well, coup is, of course, quite accurate.
A cabal-y coup? Right. That sounds like the title of a Jungle Stories. Kigor
and the coup of death.
Well, Kigor and the call of cabal-y coup.
What's cabal-y coup calling about?
He's calling to see if there's any fried chicken left at the...
Hey, Kigor!
Kigor fried chicken. Let's see.
Got any of that Kigor FC? And it's delicious. When they cook it in the jungle, you know, they do it over a barbecue pit.
Oh, yeah, jungle fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Only problem is sometimes the curious critters of the jungle get all mixed up in it where they shouldn't be.
Well, earlier tonight I heard for the first time the song, the pop song, let me just say this because I can't say it without laughing. This pop song called Weasel's Got the Music.
Oh.
I was in the 7-Eleven.
Commentary.
Yeah, they were playing this song, Weasel's Got the Music, and I just, you know, I wanted to say something to the Indian Sikh man, but he doesn't speak English. I wanted to say to him, what is this Weasel's Got the Music? But he wouldn't understand me anyway, so there's no point trying to, because I know he doesn't speak English. I've been in the 7-Eleven so many times. Huh?
He doesn't know about the weasels or anything.
Well, I know that Weasel's got the music industry. That's an old story. But since when did they have the music? Yeah, weasels got.
Well, maybe they have it captive.
It's kind of perky thing with this, you know, I don't know if you call it a chorus, but this line that kept repeating.
Well, is it like mechanically produced music of thudding similarity?
Women's voices and, you know, singing in chorus and a perky kind of.
No.
Yeah, it's like a. It's like. I don't know what to describe it. I'm not good at describing these newfangled forms of music. I can, you know, I'm not really good at describing any forms of music, really. I mean, if I had to describe...
Well, a lot of the singers of the present day seem not to be able to hit the notes, but it doesn't matter since they are, their voices are electronically converted, so
well,
that they
you know,
do.
I'm sure you're familiar with Le Petomane, right?
Yes, I am familiar with him.
Well, I think he was able to hit the notes, was he not?
Yes, but that, I mean, when I'm talking about are people who are elevated to stardom.
Well,
Petomane
was
as
definitely
singer.
A star. He was a star of the French stage, the Parisian stage.
He wasn't for everybody.
Oh, he was for most everybody.
But he was very popular. Uh-huh, you are correct
indeed.
About that.
He was very popular.
With his incredible ability.
Yes, and he's still popular to this day.
What? There are recordings?
There is one recording on YouTube that I have encountered. Is it authentic? I don't know.
Was it a tune?
I could look it up. Here, let's see. This is the miracle of modern computing.
Yeah, I'll say. You can find anything online.
You can look up Le Petomane.
It might be a hoax, perhaps, but...
Oh, I don't know. There's, you know, the Piltdown Man was a hoax, wasn't he?
Well, I suppose so. The hopefulness may have gone into it, like the idea that they hoped they had the parts that fit. But on the other hand, yes, it was a hoax.
Yeah. Hold on. This is a recording from...
Is that him whistling? Perhaps the low fidelity will not transport musical fidelity. How does one have enough gas to be able to perform continuously in this manner? Do you know when this recording was made?
1904.
Well, that's a sample of the legendary skill. It is a disappointing one to me because it never sounded anything more than what it actually was.
I thought I heard a different recording that was more musical.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's possible.
I think there's a number of recordings of Le Petomane, but not a lot. I mean, I don't know what's stopping the younger generation from following in Le Petomane's footsteps. Or fart steps.
It takes a lifetime of training, no doubt. And that doesn't appeal to any young people, besides which one is not always to be welcomed with open arms when exhibiting such a talent.
Yeah. Well,
I'd heard he could do better than that. But then, as I said, maybe the primitive nature of the recording somehow took out the subtlety of the act.
Right. All right.
If it had any.
Are you ready to...
Well, it's 2:30. What I could do is post a show that goes to 3, which is using up too much file space. But they don't keep my posts up anyway. If it wasn't for the fans, all of this stuff would be extinct. Well, let me do my official show ending, and then I'm going to pack my stuff up. But yes, this is the conclusion of the evening on the Ask Dr. Howell Show live on radio, where not only did I get to put in Sinbad's voyage this time after 2 failures and a rerun, but also I had not one but 2 guests after being solo for so many shows and in low spirits consequently. Yes, indeed. 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time, too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And, of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight.
I'm about to do it.
And so. Often beyond.
Play some more Jelly Roll Martin.
This time, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio ends its Bobcast day on listener-confounded Radio Valencia.fm. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's program and will eagerly anticipate the next one where, if Allah wills it, the final voyage of Sinbad the Sailor will be related by me, Dr. Howlandow. We are anticipating completing this series at some time in the future, but of course we are at the mercy of vast and sinister forces beyond our own understanding or reckoning. And so, in the name of all that is holy, of Snip Snap Snorum and High Cockalorum, I, Dr. Howland Owl, wish you good night and good morning.
of a lot of people in a lot of high places. Don't want you and me. Enjoy us. I smell burning. And I see a change coming round the bend. And I suggest to you that it takes just 5 seconds. Just 5 seconds of decision to realize that the time is right to start thinking about a little. Revolution.
Better not try to stand in my way when I walk out is a regular SOB, and the nine boss, he's a fool. He got himself a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, he really thinks that's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top and there's gonna be hell to pay. I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it, I ain't a working here no more. My woman done left and took all of the reasons I was working for.
Again, thinking of when you left me, and that was so once so long ago. I've been having a few, and wishing that you. Setting them up, a total stranger to myself. I'm just making a fool of myself. I'm just hoping that you'll come right back once a day. But I know that there's no second time. Tell a joke, but after all is said and done, who's gonna laugh? Who's gonna laugh at a broken heart? I've been drinking again and thinking of when you left me, and that went so long. That you were right by my side. Now listen one time. I've been drinking again.
Hi, I'm a young American boy, and you're a young American girl, and it's a young American Saturday night. I just got paid, jump back in the alley and all that, and you're pretty heavy, and I want to ask you a question. Do you do the evil things I've heard about at school? Do you do the naughty things I've heard about at the beach? Do you do the kind of things they do in motion picture theaters where old men go to reach down into